a dump the size of a state. And called the stinkiest, he called the smelliest, he called the stinkiest part Green Bay. Go Bears!
It was 4th and 8, Lou. 4th and 8.
Oh, where am I? How the heck are you today?
I'm fine. I'm working it, man.
How is the telegraph show being sent from Philippus?
I have no idea what you just said. What?
How was the show at Philippus?
Oh, my God. It was epic, Lou. Our best show in 3 years.
Well, it's your only show in the last 3 years.
Well, I think we're going to be appearing at Phyllis's Musical Inn come next month, if it works out.
Wow!
The owner himself came up to him, gave us all cards, and said, come back, boys.
Oh, that's outstanding.
It was totally outstanding. It was an epic show. I really have to say, man, it started a new year out right. Right, my friend. After that debacle of last week.
I was near Phyllis's. I was at Harrison and Western.
Oh, okay. What were you doing up there?
But I was what I always do. I volleyball.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Dad. Okay. So what the F, Lou? WTF. I'm moving on, but you know what I'm saying.
What? I'm moving. 7 years?
Oh, well, we could talk about Cutler in 7 years, but I'm talking about WTF, Lou, the end of that game.
Oh!
I've had some heartbreakers in my life, but that one really cut me to the quick.
Well, you know what?
Yeah?
A lot of people can make a lot of excuses for Tucker.
Yeah?
You know, they can do the injury thing, and they can do that, but, I mean, that was just basic football 101. Keep the receiver between you and the end zone.
Yeah. I guess some people have been breaking down the play. I've been in media blackout, except for the Cutler story, which we can talk about after Lou's picks. You ready for Lou's picks?
I am ready for Lou's picks.
Lou, you were an amazing 4-0 to end the season. Way to go, you son of a gun. You picked Dallas over Philly. You picked the Minnesota Vikings over Detroit. What a win that was. The Titans over Houston. And, of course, your Giants over Washington. So, great way to end it. 34-38 the regular season, and we add the playoff victories to it. Lou, Chiefs at the Colts.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Going with the Chiefs.
I'm going for the Chiefs to make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Okay. Saints at Eagles.
I'm going with the Saints.
All right. Chargers at Bengals.
I'm going with the Bengals.
And 49ers at that team I will not mention without puking.
You know, that's going to be a tough one. Everybody in the world is going to go with the Packers because it's going to be 0-0. But I'm going with San Francisco.
Yes! Lou!
Not done.
So let's talk about Cutler in 7 years. What's the story there, Lou?
Oh, you know what?
Yep.
In Chicago sports, they reward mediocrity.
Oh, Christ.
And, you know, Jay Cutler couldn't do it in Denver.
Okay.
3 games, and couldn't do it in Chicago with 3 games left in the season.
Right.
If I'm going to go on record, that Cubs will win a championship before the Bears, as long as Jay Cutler is the quarterback.
Who will win the championship?
The Cubs.
Oh, God, Lou, stop it. Oh, you made me sick. You made me throw up in my mouth there, Lou.
The Cubs, well, that's how I feel about them keeping him for 7 years. That's just crazy.
It's not keeping him for 7 years. It's optioning him for 7 years. There's a difference. They can cut bait with him any time if they can work out a deal somewhere else. So,
somebody's going to want him.
Let's move on, Lou, to more pleasant topics.
Soriano, he's the Soriano of the Bears.
Oh, God. But to bring up the Cubs in the same sentence, you just
hey,
made me
think. Toronto.
All right, whatever. No Forks review. Give me something, Lou.
What's that?
The No Forks review. Give me something.
On the No Forks review?
Yes.
Bombacino, the chicken Caesar Corta.
Where is Bombacino?
It's in Chicago, on Roosevelt Avenue, somewhere around there.
Ding, 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 ding. And what was the sandwich again?
The chicken Caesar Corta.
All right, so give us a description there, Lou. What do they got on that?
They got chicken. It's in a torta bread.
Okay.
You got a Caesar dressing on it. I got it with tomatoes, hot peppers, and provolone cheese.
Nice. And what kind of atmosphere? What was the name of the joint again? I'm sorry?
I give it a 3.5.
3.5 spills. But what was the name of the joint again?
Bombacino
on Roosevelt Road. Lou Dickman, 3.5 spills.
You get the chicken cheese at Bombacino. Hello, Bombacino.
Oh, Lou, that leads into our question of the week, of course.
What is my Bomba question of the week?
What is the best use for the color combination of green and puke yellow? Lou, what is the best use of that color combination?
Of green and puke yellow?
Yes.
Well, people have to remember that it used to be white. We're talking about Packer football.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out. Let's get out of here and NFL today, baby.
Have an outstanding Sunday! Go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Color Combination Service. Don't come to him with green and puke yellow at the Sovereign every Sunday. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou pukes on you!